It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, someone must be calling me. Someone must be calling me in 2004.
It's a long time ago, dog.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
No.
Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. We'll get into a couple of different football conversations in just a couple of minutes from right now. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Do you think he still has your jersey up in the house?
Probably not.
Why not?
I don't know.
Why not?
I don't know. That's
take it down.
I don't even think Trick still lives in the same house.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I bet he's got it. Like, maybe it's in a storage unit, and it'll go up someplace.
Oh, yeah.
Eventually.
I know he didn't auction it off. Ain't worth nothing. But, no, yeah. I feel like Trick probably got something up there, man. I'm glad my boy, he got out and about now, man, because, you know, it was some stuff. But he's doing good, doing better. I still have not been to his spot down there, which is crazy.
What is
he got
like,
a little soul food spot?
Oh,
down
okay.
There. Yeah, man.
Great.
Yeah.
That's got to be a wild reality, though.
What's
to, like,
that?
You're going to a party at Trick Daddy's house.
Yeah.
Peak, you know, whatever.
Peak Trick.
And the Randy Mack jersey hanging on the wall.
Yeah, man.
That's a good pickup line.
He's such a good dude. He was such a cool cat, man, too. Such a cool cat. Him and his crew back in the day, but they all fell off and. And all that other stuff.
That happens.
22 and all of them, man. Those are my dudes, man.
That's
but,
great.
Yeah, but he's – I mean, I saw my man – I guess they had some kind of reunion or something at the last Dolphins game where him and Ross and all of them were up there and everything.
Oh, great.
It was really cool.
That's great.
It looked pretty cool. I was just checking out because the owner's meeting, the one that Jared was talking about,
mm-hmm.
is here in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jared's listening.
Might be.
Jerry's out there listening.
What do you think is more likely? What do you think is more likely that if, say, Jerry is listening? Because
okay.
I think that's reasonable.
Okay.
Jerry's listening. You think it's more likely that Jerry's going to hear us being like, hey, man, that's kind of a weird way to act on the radio. Maybe don't do that.
Right.
And he'll be like, you know what? Those guys are right. I shouldn't do that.
Or
other owners are going to be like, that's smart.
Yeah.
I should start threatening the local media and their jobs. And maybe they'll cover me.
How many
I want.
Owners do a weekly hit?
One.
Yeah, I was saying. How many of them do a weekly hit?
And I think, not to correct you, I think it's bi-weekly. I think he goes on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, he just got to get the message out there.
Hey, dog, I'm telling you, know, I asked you that question, though. I might trade. I'm
talking now, okay.
I'm 81 years old. I'm worth all these billions. I'm telling you, I ain't going to another Cowboy game. I'm going to get my boat. I'm going to take it over to the south of France. I'm going to be doubling up on the blue chews
sure.
and doubling my prescription on my heart medicine.
You're right. You're going to have right? to.
Double
you're
my heart
to
medicine. And then keep a nurse with me at all times, give me IVs.
I'm asking you. Okay,
wild.
I need to clarify because I was thinking more about
yes.
your question. The
yes.
question was,
yes.
for all the money, would you trade places with Jerry Jones? Am I me? and I'm 81, and I have my same family,
Your soul is in Jerry.
And then Jerry's soul is in me?
Yes.
That would be a real wild afternoon for them.
Yeah, dog.
Like, Jerry comes home to my house. He's like, what's this?
But you got Jerry.
What's this shack?
But you got Jerry's body and all his ligaments.
Right, then I'm Jerry.
Yeah,
so I'm 81 year old. No, I don't know,
dude,
man.
Dude, I've been a doubled up.
Can you imagine? Because it's going to happen over the next 41 years where... You know, the body parts, just gravity wins.
Yeah.
Like, over time, gravity wins and stuff, other stuff.
Right.
Can you imagine just overnight, like, you wake up and you go to take your morning shower, and it's 81?
Yeah, dog.
Oh, I'd be sad.
I'd be but you know what I ain't going to be sad about? Because, you know.
Yeah, the shower would be nice.
Because, you know, you're going to have a gold shower head.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, and that checkbook going to be sitting there.
Just to look at.
Yeah. Let me look at my damn
just
one.
Call
of my,
the financial
one of
advisor
my accounts.
Just to check in.
And then right there, obviously, you got your heart medicine. You got your get right pills. And then you. Because you have to get. You're going to have these gas station and Blue Chew.
All of it.
With the spark.
And with the prescription and all of it. Probably an injection.
I'm telling you, and I'm going to be on the back of my damn boat with some Speedos in the road. With just young women around. That's me.
Fair
on
enough.
The back of my damn yacht.
Fair enough.
Looking at everybody who rent theirs. It's all me.
And that's going to be a hell of a 3 months.
Hell yeah, dog. I'm 3 months. 3 months.
It's going to be the happiest heart attack anyone's ever had.
Well, it's going to be a lot of sharp-cladded young women down there because I'm buying everybody pocketbooks and everything. I'm buying a boat.
All right. We'll get to the back page with Bo coming up in about 15 minutes from right now. Let's do this first, because Mike McCarthy's on the list, and Jerry's mad, and he's firing radio hosts. Is he going to fire a head coach as well?
No.
He's done it before.
He did it with Wade Phillips because we knew that he wanted Red, Jason Garrett, to be maker. We knew that. That kind of succession was happening.
There's no succession. Yeah, Quinn's not there anymore.
He's not going to hire Mike Zimmer to be the head coach.
He's not going
to
hire Bill Belichick in the middle of the season.
No, he's not going to do that.
Or ever, probably, but I don't know.
He's not going to do that. This is another thing we do know, that Bill Belichick ain't going to coach the Jets. Because, I mean, I saw a clip this morning.
I was watching the Manning cast last night. I was like, oh, all right. Well, burn that bridge.
Yeah, Bill ain't going there.
He was trashing the owner, the team, all of it. I was like, wow, all right.
Yeah, Bill ain't going there. We know that.
You thought he was being rude to the Falcons a couple weeks ago. It was nothing compared to what he said about the Jets last night.
Yeah, so I don't think Mike loses his job. Because, in fact, there is no succession on the actual staff right now.
Also, the thing that made Jerry so mad in that interview was when he was asked by those guys if basically he felt like he got it wrong by not making a move in the offseason. If he fires him, then he admits that he got it wrong, like that he should have done something about the coaching staff in the offseason. All right, so who does then? Kevin Stefanski? Because that feels totally unfair.
If he gets fired, he'll be one of the top candidates next year.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah, he's the Browns head coach for folks that don't know.
He'd be perfect in Dallas.
Okay.
Yeah, he'd be perfect in Dallas.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Doug Peterson's 1-5.
Yeah, Doug, if they lose this weekend, who they playing with this weekend?
The Patriots.
Oh, damn.
Who might win.
They might win that.
No, but that makes it even worse.
If they lose the Patriots, he can't come back.
Yeah, you just leave him in London.
Yeah, you leave him in London. Yeah, you can't come back.
What do they call those people with the hats that guard the castle?
The guard.
Queens Guard or something like that?
Yeah.
He's got to go be one of them.
Dude, he can't.
He's got to apply to be one of those people.
Can't get back on the plane if they lose the damn Patriots.
Kingsguard. Yeah, Queen's dead. My bad. If you were there, would you try to get one of those people to talk to you?
We've done that.
Oh, you have?
Yes.
Did they break?
No. But we know
what. What'd you throw at them?
The biggest thing, like you do, is you try to stare at them and like see if they'll break character.
Interesting.
And the thing about it, I wasn't like some of the mother fools that were like, it's really get to a point where if I'm him, I'm going to kick you in your junk. Because you got people that are doing all the nanny-nanny and all this just real whack-ass stuff. And so if I'm him, I file for his ass. I don't think he'd get arrested.
I think he'd get fired.
I don't think he'd get fired.
I think the whole thing is they can't break.
I don't believe that. I think that's a myth. I thought he'd everything else in the world has changed. I bet that ain't changed.
That's true.
I bet he would file for somebody.
Everything else is
and
changed.
You know what? When I say that file off, that means your ass is on the concrete.
Well, I think he's got a musket. Like, if he wanted to,
I ain't going to stab you. I'm going to butt you with the bottom, though.
Oh, yeah, pistol whip.
Yeah, I'm going to butt you in the head. How you looking like a damn unicorn.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah.
Lock somebody up.
I was just wondering. I've never been over there.
But no, Doug Peterson, if they lose to the Patriots, he can't come back.
Yeah,
he's
got to stay.
Yeah.
Antonio Pierce in Oakland?
Oh, he's gone.
Yeah, he's going to get fired at some point.
Yeah, AP,
now,
it was a nice story, fun at the end of the year, everything like that. AP, there's too much going on.
Yeah.
And it seemed to me, now it started like it was an appease hire. Let me appease my stars. They want him to be the head coach. Me, I know that maybe he ain't head coach material.
Yeah, and he didn't have like the resume for it.
Exactly.
But also, that's okay. Like, some people have gotten those jobs without the resume.
Right.
If it's a better situation. And maybe you can succeed. That was an unsuccceedable situation,
yes,
with the quarterback. Like, they didn't draft a rookie quarterback in the draft, so they didn't have anybody to develop. They went to the season with Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell, and obviously they have other issues around them, but like, I don't know. That feels unfair as well.
Yeah.
And maybe they do, and they try to reset everything and go on. But I don't know. If you liked him last year, why would you not like him now?
They were playing a lot better last year.
Okay.
They were playing better last year.
Yeah,
They were playing better last year.
All right. Now, I guess we found out who was making business decisions.
Yeah.
Not that we needed any clarification on that, but it was Devontae Adams who was doing that. Brian Daboll?
Yeah.
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 Because I still don't think he signed off on this – from his Daniel Jones contract.
Well, then he's probably not that upset about getting fired then.
Because
I think he'll get it. Like, he got the most out of that guy.
Yes.
In that one season where they won a playoff game, he figured out kind of the way to use them. I feel like he gets another head coaching job, too. And then this is the one for me, because they're a good team. It's just a bad situation. I know he brought his kids up there. Everyone's mad at him. Nick Sirianni in Philadelphia. Because remember, he had to replace the whole coaching staff in order to save his job.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get fired.
I just think that he is not the right guy anymore for them. To me, it seems like he's an anchor around that football team. And all the weird stuff that he's been doing lately, I wouldn't be surprised he quit. I wouldn't be surprised.
Just walk away.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm
this
good.
Is, it got off to a bad – remember the opening press, first press conference? It was terrible. He was talking about thumb wrestling and all that other crap.
He got a little
then,
choked up.
You know, they figure it out. They go to the damn Super Bowl, had his magical run. The guys, his coordinators, they all leave.
So now everyone looks at it as being the coordinators who are responsible for it.
And so now you got a situation where you got to kind of figure it out, hire some new dudes. They stink. Well, is it them or is it you overstepping your bounds? So, I just don't think – to me, it just seems like that whole thing of him is like, kind of worn out.
Yeah, I think too. I think so, too. They play the Giants, by the way, on Sunday. So, maybe that's the
– Yeah.
The who goes next bowl.
But I'm just saying, like, he seemed like kind of cat that was just, like, at the press conference after they win. You know what, guys? I just don't want to do this no more.
Yeah, enough. Yeah. Enough's enough.
Yeah,
I'm out of here.
I'm good. I can't deal with these Philly fans.
Who'd they hire? Who's their OC? Remember Kellen Moore? Is that who they hired?
Yeah, Kellen is in Philly.
Kellen's in charge now.
Dude. Like, who didn't – obviously he interviewed. But I'm talking about, like, when you think about guys who were getting interviewed for NFL jobs. Him – we talked about this guy, Matt Campbell up at Iowa State.
Yeah,
Iowa State's playing now.
Yeah.
Could he be back in there?
He's going to be hot again.
Yeah.
And Joe Brady, too.
Yeah.
With the way that they're playing.
Yeah.
Well, he's got his offense going, so maybe his name gets hot again, too.
Yeah, man.
It's hard to go from being that guy and then you fall off and
you
then get back to being that guy. Like, you got to strike while the iron's hot. But also, like, good coaches don't forget. Like, Matt Campbell's a good coach.
He's a damn
good coach. Forget how to be a good coach. His teams weren't quite as good, but they seem to be pretty good this year. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things, like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Was this your ringtone?
One of many.
Okay. Good.
I had a lot of professional wrestling, like WWE ringtones.
And then we'll have Piano Man probably next break or something.
We didn't start the fire.
All right, Sports Piano Radio. Man. That's Abe's guy. Because you had yours, I had mine. This is Bo's. And then we'll have what's his name?
Billy Joel.
Billy Joel. And then we'll get a Billy Joel song. We'll get a Billy Joel song.
You guys have heard my ringtone.
Abe loves Billy Joel.
He does.
I do, but that's not my ringtone.
What's your ringtone?
Well, we'll play it next. At some point. Or not. No, we don't have to.
I thought your ringtone. Okay. Oh, sure. Sounds good.
I forgot all about the Billy Joel thing.
Yeah, no, he loves him. One time when you were out, another guy who loves Billy Joel, his name's Mark Dezeno, and we did our Off the Cuff podcast, and they just talked about that.
Are you blanking me?
Yeah. I was like, I don't know. Never.
It was only the back half of that podcast.
I was like, you guys go ahead. I don't have anything to add to this conversation.
There's got
to
be a foot down at some point.
Yeah, I don't know. They were so enthusiastic, you know?
Billy Joel.
I
know he has classic.
People love him.
Billy Joel be slapping for some people.
For some people.
Yeah,
for some people.
You know? Yeah, he don't slap over here. He don't slap this way.
Not my favorite artist.
But I know.
But you're right. He's very popular, and he must be popular for a reason, because there's a lot of people that like him.
Yeah, and I won't say anything about anybody. I won't say anything bad about anybody who likes Billy Joel, because Billy Joel got hits. This dude is he worldwide?
No. Gotta be.
Okay.
Yeah.
His name is Billy Joel. Well, I tie that, right?
I don't know.
Is he the one with the colorful hair?
Jerry Garcia. Who you talking
is he the
about?
One with the colorful hair?
I don't think so. I don't know who you're thinking
talking
of.
About Elton John.
Or you thinking of Billie Eilish has colorful hair?
Yeah, I know.
Billy Joel's bald, isn't he?
But these days he is. Back in the day he was.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I thought he had
a little wraparound
hair.
Yeah. Colorful hair or something. I don't know. It comes to me.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Are you thinking of Billy Joe, the lead singer of Green Day?
Does he have colorful hair?
Sometimes.
Okay, that could be who I'm thinking about there. That could be who I'm thinking about.
Could be. I bet it isn't, though.
I'm pretty sure it is. Poor George.
Yeah.
Didn't Boy George have colorful hair?
He did.
At times,
okay.
Sure.
He didn't play the piano. I don't think. Okay. He might not.
Billy Joel plays the piano, right?
Yeah.
Is he good as Elton John?
He's called the Piano Man.
Is he better than Elton John?
I bet that's a debate amongst diehards.
I think it is a debate.
Right? That's
he
gotta
no
be.
Better, he ain't no better piano player than Ray Charles or Stevie.
Probably not.
Billy Joel. No. Billy Joel will admit he doesn't believe he is like.
People try to say he's better than Ray Charles.
Ain't no way he's better than Ray.
Ray's blind.
Ain't no better.
Come on.
He ain't better than Ray or Stevie.
If you're blind, you get extra points.
Yeah, we ain't even go there. I ain't never heard no Billy Joel song. Better than Ray and Stevie.
He doesn't think he's anything special as a piano player.
He's okay. Probably better than Alicia Keys.
Alicia Keys is a great piano
player.
Joel?
She's got keys in it.
I don't know about that.
He might be better than Alicia Keys.
No, he's not better than Alicia Keys.
He might be better than Alicia Keys as a piano player.
No, she ain't. No, he ain't.
I thought she's a great piano player.
She's the best. She's better than Billy Joel.
You never even heard Billy Joel play a song before?
I don't need to. There's a reason why. I bet. He's better than Alicia Keys.
Look, I'm on your side.
All right.
I love Alicia Keys. Yeah. I think her music's great.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. You know who loves Billy Joel? My wife. She's driving around listening to that. She's not going to be very happy about it. But
you know, it is what it is. Ash is my gal.
Yeah. It's not you. She doesn't care.
I know.
I'm on the radio talking trash, and she's not going to like that. It'll be fine.
Yeah. Like, if Billy Joel puts in a doghouse.
I don't think he's going to break us up. I don't think Billy Joel's going to break us up.
It was never meant to be.
Wait a minute. You've lied.
Just tell her. I didn't start the fire.
All these years.
It was never meant to be.
Well done. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Hello, Bo.
So the Manning cast was back last night. Lots of Bill Belichick. Having Bill Belichick on for the first half of the entire game is going to be a thing.
Yeah.
So within that, we got to see a few different personalities of Bill Belichick. Here's Bill Belichick hates the Jets.
That's kind of what it's been there at the Jets. You know, barely won over 30% in the last 10 years. So, you know, the owner being the owner, just ready, fire, aim.
Ready, fire, aim.
He was the head coach for a lot of that. I mean, he pretty much was handpicked to take that job. And he was like, no.
Wasn't he only the interim, but it happened twice? He was kind of explaining that last night.
He was like, no, I don't want to be a head coach here. I want to go to New England.
He left him at the altar.
Yeah.
Like,
I want to go to New England.
He's never going back there. If it was cemented it last night or whatever, but he's also right. Like, he's nothing that he said was wrong
it's
about
a bad
them.
It's been an organization. Yeah.
It's been a dumpster fire, man. It has been.
I do think that it's too much with Belichick on that show. Like, I just like Peyton and Eli together watching the game, talking about the game. When they have all the extra stuff, and I realize that's the whole thing, but when it's just the two of those guys talking football, it's really great. And then you get all the extra stuff, and I don't know, it's too much.
So here's Bill Belichick, the psychic.
Two-man rush, though. I'd Hail Mary it. I would Hail Mary it.
He's got success with these. He caught it. He came out. He caught it, and then it came out.
No.
He's going to give him the touchdown.
Boy, we got one set incomplete and one touchdown.
Hey.
He's saying he had
it.
That's
Aaron Rodgers.
That's what he does. And the way the Jets played it was awful. You go two-man rush, and then you're playing the boundary. You're playing the sideline for, you know.
The Bills.
The Bills. They're playing the sidelines. Like, why are they playing the sidelines?
Yeah, what do you think he's going to try to get? I guess they could have tried to get the field right.
Because
they had, I think they had 8 seconds or
something like
that.
But
they could have, I suppose.
Yeah, but Aaron, I mean, dude, there's nothing scarier. And I've been on the field where he did it at halftime. And, I mean – and it's something like in practice when you go throughout the week and you go through the scenarios. That's always one of the scenarios on like a Friday practice. Dude, they practice that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Aaron Rodgers Hail Mary.
What is the thing? I mean,
know.
He just throws it higher?
He gets it so high.
It's so high.
It's so high how the point goes up and how then the point comes down.
Okay, so it's easier to catch.
Yeah, like he throws it a lot like a punt.
Got it.
He goes like a punt where it goes all the way up.
But it's up there for so long, you can kind of position yourself a little bit or maybe get further back than you would need to and then come up to
it. Mentioned how he gives his receivers time to get down there.
Right.
Throw the ball to her.
Because that's the biggest thing is that you want, when the ball's coming down, you want everybody in their position where you got the jumper, got the guy that gets in the front, and then you got the guy behind. You always want to have it, you know, you want to have them in position right there.
I just remember that one he threw against the Cardinals
was crazy.
Or the Lions. They were both
crazy. Of them were crazy.
But one of them damn near hit
the Lions one was, that was when the tight end caught it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was in the air as long as a punt.
But the one against the Arizona, he was running for his life. And
to the left.
To the left. It's just.
Yeah. Now, I mean, you know, say what you want, all the crazy, all that stuff.
He
was great.
Yeah, man.
He was great.
So after Bill goes off, they had Jason Bateman and Will Arnett on who do a podcast together, and I think they were on a show back in the day.
Yeah, Arrested Development.
Yeah.
If you like them, then you seek them out on your own.
Yeah.
Them on that show was not great.
No, it was not great. The best thing that came out of them being on the show, and look, I actually, you kind of got to start to feel bad for Peyton Manning at some point, right?
Do you have a moderate to severely large forehead? Do you get annoyed over unimportant things like timeout usage? Do you become visibly upset when your younger and much, much cooler brother has famous guests make fun of you on your TV show? Then you need Once Weekly Peyton X. Side effects may include mean elbows to your brother, bad tee shots, and Peyton not enjoying this bit. That's Peyton X. Get it wherever quarter zips are sold.
So Eli came on and said that him and Will Arnett and Peyton Manning had never done a commercial together, although they have advertised a lot of stuff. So that was them doing a commercial together. But it was really just Peyton just sitting there Eli bashes on his forehead some more.
Yep. That's great. I mean, his little brother has endless jokes.
He does, man.
That's what brothers do, man.
He does. But I think that Eli, I think they tortured the hell out of Eli growing
up.
Yeah, I guess that's a pretty good point. I think Peyton and Cooper used to just.
Of course they did.
Dude.
He was a little brother.
Yeah, man.
That's what big brothers do.
He's been playing trash cans.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And locked in closets and thrown in bodies of water and you name it.
Yeah.
Like weird stuff put inside. Yeah, I mean, he had two big brothers. Yeah.
So y'all mentioned in the last segment about Nick Sirianni being on the list of coaches that should at some point get fired. So you saw the interaction between Nick Sirianni and some fans. These fans are sitting here yelling, "Fire Nick," and all he does is clap back at him. So was this 100% necessary, you think?
What I was really doing, I was trying to bring energy yesterday, energy, enthusiasm yesterday. And I'm sorry and disappointed on how my energy was directed at the end of the game. And, you know, my energy should be all in on coaching, motivating, right, and celebrating with our guys.
I didn't see him flip anybody any birds.
No, he did not.
He was just kind of clapping back. So did he ever apologize for that?
No. He looks like a dork anyway. He just shaved his head and everything. But, I mean, I'm telling you, this dude, and I don't know nothing about him. I can go about different instances. You remember Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Remember Super Bowl, right? Uh-huh. And I think it was before the game started or something. He was doing some kind of fanboy-ass like gesture towards the Chiefs, and Jalen Hurts had to like grab his hand down.
I remember that.
Remember that? Like, no, that's what he
is. I remember multiple times Jalen Hurts has had to sort of rein him back in.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's like,
I just remember in the Super Bowl. There's nothing wrong with this. It's a big moment, also, but he was just sobbing.
Oh, the tear? Oh,
just sobbing.
Yeah.
I mean, again, happens, but that's a memory that I have. From
but
the Super
Bowl. See, like Jalen is the grown up.
Yeah, man. Like, you're the coach. You're supposed to be the grown up.
Like you playing too much.
You're supposed to be the mature one, the leader, and all that kind of stuff. But again, I don't care about clap. If a fan is yelling "fire
especially
me,"
in Philly,
and you yell back something at them, it's if they were 5-1, no one would care. Like,
yeah,
it's just the team's not playing very well, and he's doing all kinds of weird stuff surrounding it.
He got some. I don't know, Doug.
He seems just kind of like a weird guy.
Yeah, I don't know, Doug. I just don't like him. I don't know why. I don't like him. I don't like it.
Seems like a big Billy Joel fan.
Yeah, man. And I ain't got nothing against Billy Joel fans. I just don't like him. Yeah. I mean, I just don't like him.
I don't know if he's really a Billy Joel fan.
He probably is.
He seems like it.
He seems like he is. I don't know what makes
Maybe that's why he shaved his head.
What makes you a Billy Joel fan?
You like his music? And listen to
outside it. Of that, because you said it looks like a Billy
Joel. Oh, I don't know. I'm just making broad, sweeping generalizations.
You know, that's what I love.
I think people in that region, like Billy Joel's real big in the Northeast, right? He's from up that way.
Yeah, so it's snow, but I don't think everybody like it.
The rapper?
Remember him?
I thought he was talking about the substance.
You can tell. That, what was it?
Informer.
Performer. Informer.
Man, that guy was going to be famous forever.
He was the next Vanilla Damn Ice. And it turned out all
turns out he was
Caucasian.
Turns out he was.
Yes, he was. One hit. Oh, man. Was he Canadian?
Probably.
Yeah.
It's a good guess. Good guess. Something like that. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brandon Adams is going to join us at 1:20 as well to talk George. George's got Texas this weekend in Austin. A lot to talk about there with BA, so don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Oh, someone must be calling me. Someone must be calling me in 2004.
It's a long time ago, dog.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I don't know.
Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. We'll get into a couple of different football conversations in just a couple of minutes from right now. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Do you think he still has your jersey up in the house?
Probably not.
Why not?
I don't know.
Why not?
I don't know. That's
take it down.
I don't even think Trick still lives in the same house.
Oh, yeah. But he's got it. Like, maybe it's in a storage unit and it'll go up someplace.
Oh, yeah. I know he didn't auction it off. But no, I feel like Trick probably got something up there, man. I'm glad my boy, he out and about now, man, because, you know, it was some stuff. But he's doing good, doing better. I still have not been to his spot down there, which is crazy.
What is
he got, like, a little soul food spot?
Oh,
down
okay.
There. Yeah, man.
Great.
Yeah.
That's got to be a wild reality, though.
What's that?
Like, you're going to a party at Trick Daddy's house.
Yeah.
Peak, you know, whatever.
Peak trick.
And the Randy Mack jersey hanging on the wall.
Yeah, man.
That's a good pickup line.
He's such a good dude. He was such a cool cat, man, too. Such a cool cat. Him and his crew back in the day, but they all fell off and fell over and all that other stuff.
That happens.
We were 22 and all of them, man. They were my dudes, man.
That's great.
Yeah, but I saw my man, I guess they had some kind of reunion or something at the last Dolphins game where him and Ross and all of them were up there and everything.
Oh, great.
It was really cool.
That's great.
It looked pretty cool. I was just checking out because the owners meeting, the one that Jared was talking about, is here in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jared's listening.
Might be.
Jared's out there listening.
What do you think is more likely? What do you think is more likely that if, say, Jerry is listening?
Okay.
I think that's reasonable.
Okay.
Jerry's listening. You think it's more likely that Jerry's going to hear us being like, hey, man, that's kind of a weird way to act on the radio. Maybe don't do that.
Right.
And he'll be like, you know what? Those guys are right. I shouldn't do that.
Right.
Or other owners are going to be like, that's smart.
Yeah.
I should start threatening the local media and their jobs. And maybe they'll cover
me
how I
many
want.
Owners do a weekly hit?
One.
Yeah, I was saying. How many of them do a weekly hit?
And I think, not to correct you, I think it's bi-weekly. I think he goes on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, he just got to get the message out there.
Hey, dog, I'm telling you, you know, I asked you that question, though. I might trade. I'm talking
now, okay.
I'm 81 years old. I'm worth all these billions. I'm telling you, I ain't going to another Cowboy game. I'm going to get my boat. I'm going to take it over to the south of France. I'm going to be doubling up on the blue chews
sure.
and doubling my prescription on my heart medicine.
You're right. You're going to have to.
I'm double my heart medicine. And then I keep a nurse with me at all times, give me IVs.
I'm asking you. Okay,
wild.
I need to declare because I was thinking more about your question. The question was, for all the money, would you trade places with Jerry Jones? Am I me and I'm 81 and I have my same family?
No, yeah,
I'm immediately
your
Jerry Jones.
Your soul is in Jerry.
And then Jerry's soul is in me?
Yes.
That would be a real wild afternoon for them.
Yeah, dog.
Like, Jerry comes home to my house. He's like, what's this?
But you got Jerry.
What's this shack?
But you got Jerry's body and all his ligaments.
Right, then I'm Jerry.
Yeah,
so
dog.
I'm 81
yeah,
man, year old. No, I don't know,
dude,
man.
Dude, I've been a doubled up.
Can
on
you
the
imagine? Because it's going to happen over the next 41 years where, you know, the body parts just, gravity wins.
Yeah.
Like, over time, gravity wins and stuff, other stuff.
Right.
Can you imagine just overnight, like, you wake up and you go to take your morning shower and it's 81?
Yeah, dog.
Oh, I'd be sad.
I'd be but you know what I ain't going to be sad about? Because, you know.
The shower would be nice.
Because, you know, you're going to have a gold shower head.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, and that checkbook going to be sitting there.
Just to look at.
Yeah. Let me look at my damn
just
one.
Call
of
the
my,
financial
one of my
advisor
accounts.
Just to check in.
And then right there, obviously, you got your heart medicine. You got your get right pills. And then you. Because you got to get. You're going to have these gas station and Bluetooth.
All of it.
With the spark.
And with the prescription and all of it. Probably an injection.
I'm telling you, and I'm going to be on the back of my damn boat with some Speedos in the road. With just young women around. that's me.
Fair
on
enough.
The back of my damn yacht.
Fair enough.
Looking at everybody who rent this. It's all me.
And that's going to be a hell of a 3 months.
Hell yeah, dog. I'm 3 months. 3 months.
It's going to be the happiest heart attack anyone's ever had.
Well, it's going to be a lot of sharp-cladded young women down there because I'm buying everybody pocketbooks and everything. I might buy them a boat.
All right. We'll get to the back page with Bo coming up in about 15 minutes from right now. Let's do this first, because Mike McCarthy's on the list, and Jerry's mad, and he's firing radio hosts. Is he going to fire a head coach as well?
No. No.
He's done it before.
He's done it before. He did it with Wade Phillips because we knew that he wanted Red, Jason Garrett, to be head coach. We knew that. That kind of succession was happening.
There's no succession. Yeah, Quinn's not there anymore.
He's not going to hire Mike Zimmer to be the head coach.
He's not going to hire Bill Belichick in the middle of the season.
No, he's not going to do that.
Or ever, probably, but I don't know.
He's not going to do that. This is another thing we do know, that Bill Belichick ain't going to coach the Jets. Because, I mean, I saw a clip this morning.
I was watching the Manning cast last night. I was like, oh, all right. Well, burn that bridge.
Yeah, Bill ain't going there.
He was trashing the owner, the team, all of it. I was like, wow, all right.
Yeah, Bill ain't going there. We know that.
You thought he was being rude to the Falcons a couple weeks ago. It was nothing compared to what he said about the Jets last night.
Yeah, so I don't think Mike loses his job. Because, in fact, there is no succession on the you know, action staff right now.
Also, the thing that made Jerry so mad in that interview was when he was asked by those guys if basically he felt like he got it wrong by not making a move in the offseason. If he fires him, then he admits that he got it wrong, like that he should have done something about the coaching staff in the offseason. All right, so who does then? Kevin Stefanski? Because that feels totally unfair.
If he gets fired, he'll be one of the top candidates next year.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah, he's the Browns head coach for folks that don't know.
If anything, he'd be perfect in Dallas.
Okay.
Yeah, he'd be perfect in Dallas.
Interesting. Yeah. Doug Peterson's 1-5.
Yeah, Doug, if they lose this weekend, who they play over there this weekend?
The Patriots.
Oh, damn.
Who might win.
They might win that.
No, but that makes it even worse. If they lose to the Patriots.
If they lose to the Patriots, he can't come back.
Yeah, you just leave him in London.
Yeah, you leave him in London. Yeah, you can't come back.
What do they call those people with the hats that guard the castle?
The guard.
Queen's Guard or something like that?
Yeah.
He's got to go be one of them.
Dude, he can't.
He's got to apply to be one of those people.
He can't get back on the plane if they lose to the damn Patriots.
Kingsguard. Yeah, Queen's dead. My bad. If you were there, would you try to get one of those people to talk to you?
We've done that.
Oh, you have?
Yes.
Did they break?
No. But we know
what. What'd you throw at them?
The biggest thing, like, you do is you try to stare at them and, like, see if they'll break character.
Interesting.
And the thing about it, I wasn't like some of the mother fools that were, like, it's really get to a point where if I'm him, I'm going to kick you in your junk. Because you got people that are doing all the nanny-nanny and all this just real whack-ass stuff. And so I would, if I'm him, I file for his ass. I don't think he'd get arrested.
I think he'd get fired.
I don't think he'd get fired.
I think the whole thing is they can't break.
I don't believe that. I think that's a myth. I thought all these, everything else in the world has changed. I bet that ain't
changed. That's true.
I bet he would file for somebody.
Everything else is
and
changed.
You know what? When I say that file off, that means your ass is on the concrete.
Well, I think he's got a musket. Like, if he wanted to,
I ain't gonna stab you. I ain't gonna stab you. I'm gonna butt you with the bottom, though.
Oh, yeah. Pistol whip.
Yeah, I'm gonna butt you in the head. How you looking like a damn unicorn?
That's a good idea.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah.
Lock somebody up.
I was just wondering. I've never been over there.
But no, Doug Peterson, if they lose to the Patriots, he can't come back.
Yeah, he's
on that
fired. He's got to stay.
Yeah.
Antonio Pierce in Oakland?
Oh, he's gone.
Yeah, he's going to get fired at some point.
Yeah, AP, now, it was a nice story, fun at the end of the year, everything like that. AP, there's too much going on.
Yeah.
And it seemed to me, it now was starting like it was an appease hire. Let me appease my stars. They want him to be the head coach. Me, I know that maybe he ain't head coach material.
Yeah, and he certainly didn't have the resume for it.
Exactly.
But also, that's okay. Like, some people have gotten those jobs without the resume
if it's a better situation.
And maybe you can succeed. That was an unsuccedable situation with the quarterback. Like, they didn't draft a rookie quarterback in the draft, so they didn't have anybody to develop. They went to the season with Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell, and obviously they have other issues around them, but, like, I don't know. That feels unfair as well. Yeah. And maybe they do, and they try to reset everything and go on. But I don't know. If you liked him last year, why would you not like him now?
They were playing a lot better last year.
Okay.
They were playing better last year. They were playing better last year.
All right. Now, I guess we found out who was making business decisions. Yeah. Not that we needed any clarification on that, but it was Devontae Adams who was doing that. Brian Daboll?
Yeah.
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 Because I still don't think he signed off on this. From his Daniel Jones contract.
Well, then he's probably not that upset about getting fired then.
Because
I think he'll get it. Like, he got the most out of that guy.
Yes.
In that one season where they won a playoff game. He figured out kind of the way to use them. I feel like he gets another head coaching job, too. And then this is the one for me because they're a good team. It's just a bad situation. I know he brought his kids up there. Everyone's mad at him. Nick Sirianni in Philadelphia. Because remember, he had to replace the whole coaching staff in order to save his job.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get fired.
I just think that he is not the right guy anymore for them. To me, it seems like he's an anchor around that football team. And all the weird stuff that he's been doing lately, I wouldn't be surprised he quit. I wouldn't be surprised.
Just walk away.
I wouldn't be surprised. It got off to a bad – remember the opening press, the first press conference, it was terrible. He was talking about thumb wrestling and all that other crap.
He got
a little choked up. You know, they figure it out. They go to the damn Super Bowl, had his magical run. The guys, his coordinators, they all leave.
So now everyone looks at it as being the coordinators who are responsible for it.
And so now you got a situation where you got to kind of figure it out, hire some new dudes. They stink. Well, is it them or is it you overstepping your bounds? So, I just don't think – to me, it just seems like that whole thing of him is like, kind of worn out.
Yeah, I think too. I think so, too. They play the Giants, by the way, on Sunday. So, maybe that's the
– Yeah.
the Who Goes Next Bowl.
But I'm just saying, like, he just, to me, he seemed like kind of cat that would just, like, at the press conference after they win. You know what, guys? I just don't want to do this no more.
Yeah, enough. Yeah. Enough's enough. Yeah, I'm out of here.
I'm good. I can't deal. I can't deal with these Philly fans.
Who'd they hire? Who's the OC? Remember Kellen Moore? Is that who they hired?
Yeah, Kellen is in Philly.
Kellen's in charge now.
Dude. Like, who didn't? Obviously he interviewed. But I'm talking about, like, when you think about guys who were getting interviewed for NFL jobs. Him. We talked about this guy, Matt Campbell, up at Iowa State.
Yeah, although
wait, Iowa State's playing now.
Yeah,
could he be back in there?
He's going to be hot again.
Yeah,
and Joe Brady too.
Yeah,
with the way that they're playing. Yeah, but he's got his offense going, so maybe his name gets hot again too.
Yeah, man.
It's hard to go from being that guy and then you fall off and you then get back to being that guy. Like, you got to strike while the iron's hot. But also, like, good coaches don't forget. Like, Matt Campbell's a good coach.
He's a damn good
He didn't
coach.
Forget how to be a good coach. He just, his teams weren't quite as good, but they seem to be pretty good this year. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Was this your ringtone?
One of many.
Okay. Good.
I had a lot of professional wrestling, like WWE ringtones.
And then we'll have Piano Man probably next break or something.
We didn't start the fire.
We didn't start the fire. All right, Sports Radio 92.9. That's Abe's guy. Because you had yours, I had mine. This is Bo's. And then we'll have, what's his name?
Billy Joel.
Billy Joel. And then we'll get a Billy Joel song. We'll get a Billy Joel song on there.
You guys have heard my ringtone.
Abe loves Billy Joel.
He does.
I do, but that's not my ringtone.
What's your ringtone?
Well, we'll play it next. At some point. Or not. No, we don't have to.
I thought your ringtone, okay. Oh, sure. Sounds good.
I forgot all about the Billy Joel thing.
Yeah, no, he loves him. One time when you were out, another guy who loves Billy Joel is named Mark Dezeno, and we did our off the cuff podcast, and they just talked about that.
Are you?
And I was like,
are you blanking me?
Yeah, I was like, I don't know, never.
It was only the back half of that podcast.
I was like, you guys go ahead. I don't have anything to add to this conversation.
There's got
to
be a foot down at some point.
Yeah, I don't know. They were so enthusiastic, you know?
Billy Joel. I mean, I know he has classic.
People love him.
Billy Joel be slapping for some people.
For some people.
Yeah,
for some people.
He don't slap over here. He don't slap this way.
Not my favorite artist.
But
you're right. He's very popular, and he must be popular for a reason, because there's a lot of people that like him.
Yeah, and I won't say anything about anybody. I won't say anything bad about anybody who likes Billy Joel, because Billy Joel, he got hits. This dude is he worldwide?
No. Gotta be.
Okay.
Yeah.
His name is Billy Joel. Well, I tie that, right?
I don't know.
Is he the one with the colorful hair?
Jerry Garcia. Who you
is he the
about?
One with the colorful hair?
I don't think so. I don't know who you're thinking.
You're talking about Elton John.
Or no, I know Elton John. Billy Eilish has colorful hair.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I think Billy Joel's bald, isn't he?
These days he is. Back in the day he was.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I thought he had
a little wraparound hair.
Yeah. Colorful hair or something. It comes to me.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Are you thinking of Billy Joe, the lead singer of Green Day?
Does he have colorful hair?
Sometimes.
Okay, that could be who I'm thinking about there. That could be who I'm thinking about.
Could be. I bet it isn't, though.
I'm pretty sure it isn't. Poor George. Didn't Poor George have colorful hair?
He did.
At times.
Okay.
Sure.
He didn't play the piano. I don't think. Okay.
Billy Joe plays the piano, right?
Yeah.
Is he good as Elton John?
He's called the Piano Man.
Is he better than Elton John?
I bet that's a debate amongst Die
Hard. I think it is a debate.
Right? That's
he
gotta
ain't
be.
He ain't no better piano player than Ray Charles. Or Stevie.
Probably not.
Billy Joel. No. Billy Joel will admit he doesn't believe he is like.
People try to say he's better than Ray Charles.
Ain't no way he's better than Ray.
Ray's blind.
Ain't no better.
Come on.
He ain't better than Ray or Stevie.
If you're blind, you get extra points.
Yeah. It ain't even go. Yeah. It ain't never heard no Billy Joel's home. Better than Ray or Ray and Stevie.
He doesn't think he's anything special as a piano player.
He's probably better than Alicia Keys.
Alicia Keys is a great piano player.
Joel? She's got keys
in it. I don't
know
about that.
He might be better than Alicia Keys.
No, he's not better than Alicia Keys.
He might be better than Alicia Keys as a piano player.
No, she is. No, he ain't.
I thought she's a great piano player.
She's the best. She's better than Billy Joel.
You never even heard Billy Joel play a song before?
I don't need to. There's a reason why. I bet that. But he's better than Alicia Keys.
Look, I'm on your side.
All right.
I love Alicia Keys. Yeah. I think her music's great.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. You know who loves Billy Joel? My wife. She's driving around listening to that. She's not going to be very happy about it. But
it is what it is. Ash is my gal.
Yeah. Like, it's not you. She doesn't care.
I know.
I'm on the radio talking trash, and she's not going to like that. He'll be fine.
Yeah. Like, if Billy Joel puts in a doghouse.
I don't think he's going to break us up. I don't think Billy Joel's going to break us up.
It was never meant to be.
Wait a minute. You've lied.
Tell her. I didn't start the fire.
All these years.
It was never meant to be.
Well done. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing a Lobo.
So the Manning cast was back last night. Lots of Bill Belichick. Having Bill Belichick on for the first half of the entire game is going to be a thing.
Yeah.
So within that, we got to see a few different personalities of Bill Belichick. Here's Bill Belichick hates the Jets.
That's kind of what it's been there at the Jets. You know, barely won over 30% in the last 10 years. So, you know, the owner being the owner, just ready, fire, aim.
Ready, fire, aim.
He was the head coach for a lot of that. He pretty much was handpicked to take that job. And he was like, no.
Wasn't he only the interim, but it happened twice? He was kind of explaining that last night.
He was like, no, I don't want to be a head coach here. I want to go to New England.
He left him at the altar.
Yeah.
Like,
I want to go to New England.
He's never going back there. If it was cemented it last night or whatever, but he's also right. Like, he's nothing that he said was wrong
about it's a bad organization.
Dumpster fire were an organization.
It's been a dumpster fire, man. It has been.
I do think that it's too much. With Belichick on that show. Like, I just like Peyton and Eli together watching the game, talking about the game. When they have all the extra stuff, and I realize that's the whole thing, but when it's just the two of those guys talking football, it's really great. And then you get all the extra stuff, and I don't know, it's too much.
So here's Bill Belichick, the psychic.
Two-man rush, though. I would Hail Mary it.
He's got success with these. He caught it. And then it came out.
No.
He's going to give him the touchdown.
Boy, we got one set incomplete and one touchdown.
Hey.
He's saying he had it.
That's Aaron Rodgers.
That's what he does. And the way the Jets played it was awful. You go two-man rush, and then you're playing the boundary. You're playing the sideline for, you know.
The Bills.
The Bills. They're playing the sidelines. Like, why are they playing the sidelines?
Yeah, well, you think he's going to try to get – I guess they could have tried to get the field right.
Because
they had – I think they had 8 seconds or
something like
that.
But,
so they could have, I suppose.
Yeah, but Aaron, I mean – dude, there's nothing scarier. And I've been on the field where he did it at halftime. And, I mean, and it's something like in practice when you go throughout the week and, you know, you go through the scenarios. That's always one of the scenarios on, like, a Friday practice. Dude, they practice that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Aaron Rodgers, Hail Mary.
What is the thing? I mean, he just throws it higher?
He gets it so high.
It's so high.
It's so high how the point goes up and how then the point comes down.
Okay, so it's easier to catch.
Yeah, like, he throws it a lot like a punt.
Got it.
Like a point where it goes all the way up.
But it's up there for so long, you can kind of position yourself a little bit or maybe get further back than you would need to and then come up to
it. Mentioned how he gives his receivers time to get down there.
Right.
Throw the ball to her.
Because that's the biggest thing is that you want when the ball's coming down, you want everybody in their position where you got the jumper, you got the guy that gets in the front, and then you got the guy behind. You always want to have it, you know, you want to have them in position right there.
I just remember that one he threw against the
Cardinals was crazy.
Or the Lions. They were both
Both of them were crazy.
But one of them damn near hit the
scoreboard. The Lions one was, that was when the tight end caught it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was in the air as long as a punt.
But the one against the Arizona, he was running for his life. And
to the left.
To the left. It's just.
Yeah. Now, I mean, you know, say what you want, all the crazy, all that stuff. He was great.
Yeah, man.
He was great.
So after Bill goes off, they had Jason Bateman and Will Arnett on who do a podcast together, and I think they were on a show back in the day.
Yeah, Arrested Development.
Yeah.
If you like them, then you seek them out on your own.
Yeah.
Them on that show was not great.
No, it was not great. The best thing that came out of them being on the show, and look, I actually, you kind of got to start to feel bad for Peyton Manning at some point, right?
Do you have a moderate to severely large forehead? Do you get annoyed over unimportant things like timeout usage? Do you become visibly upset when your younger and much, much cooler brother has famous guests make fun of you on your TV show? Then you need Once Weekly Peyton X. Side effects may include moving pro bowls to your brother, bad tee shots, and not enjoying this bit. That's
Peyton X.
Get it wherever quarter zips are sold.
So Eli came on and said that Will Arnett and Peyton Manning had never done a commercial together, although they have advertised a lot of stuff. So that was them doing a commercial together. But it was really just Peyton just sitting there while Eli bashes on his forehead some more.
Yep. It's great. I mean, his little brother has endless jokes.
He does, man.
That's what brothers do, man.
He does. But I think that Eli, I think they tortured the hell out of Eli growing
up.
Yeah, I think Peyton,
yeah, I guess that's a pretty good point.
I think Peyton Cooper used to just.
Of course they did.
Dude.
He was a little brother.
Yeah, man.
That's what big brothers do.
He's been to play in trash cans.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And locked in closets and thrown in bodies of water and you name it.
Yeah.
Like weird stuff put inside. Yeah, I mean, he had two big brothers. Yeah.
So y'all mentioned the last segment about Nick Sirianni being on a list of coaches that should at some point get fired. So you saw the interaction between Nick Sirianni and some fans. These fans are sitting here yelling, "Fire Nick," and all he does is clap back at him. So was this 100% necessary, you think?
What I was really doing, I was trying to bring energy yesterday, energy, enthusiasm yesterday. And I'm sorry and disappointed on how my energy was directed at the end of the game. And, you know, my energy should be all in on coaching, motivating, right, and celebrating with our guys.
I didn't see him flip anybody any birds.
No, he did not.
He was just kind of clapping back. So did he ever apologize for that?
No. He looks like a dork anyway. He just shaved his head and everything. But, I mean, I'm telling you, this dude, and I don't know nothing about him. I can go about different instances. You remember Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Remember Super Bowl, right? Uh-huh. And I think it was before the game started or something. He was doing some kind of fanboy-ass, like, gesture towards the Chiefs, and Jalen Hurts had to, like, grab his hand down.
I remember that.
Remember that? Like, no, that's what he
is. I remember multiple times Jalen Hurts has had to sort of rein him back in.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's like
– I just remember in the Super Bowl. There's nothing wrong with this. It's a big moment also, but he was just sobbing.
Oh, the tear? Oh,
just sobbing.
Yeah.
I mean, again, happens, but that's a memory that I have from the
Super Bowl. It seemed like Jalen is the grown-up.
Yeah, man. Like, you're the coach. You're supposed to be the grown-up.
Like you playing too much.
You're supposed to be the mature one, the leader, and all that kind of stuff. But, again, I don't care about clap. If a fan is yelling, fire
especially
me,
in Philly,
and you yell back something at them, if they were 5-1, no one would care.
Yeah.
It's just the team's not playing very well, and he's doing all kinds of weird stuff surrounding it.
He got some – I don't know, Doug.
He seems just kind of like a weird guy.
Yeah, I don't know, Doug. I just don't like him. I don't know why. I don't like him. I don't like him.
He was like a big Billy Joel fan.
Yeah, man. And I ain't got nothing against Billy Joel fans. I just don't like him. Yeah. I mean, I just don't like him.
I don't know if he's really a Billy Joel fan.
He probably is.
He seems like he is.
I don't know what makes
Maybe that's why he shaved his head.
What makes you a Billy Joel fan?
You like his music? And listen to
outside of that, because you said it looks like a Billy
Joel. Oh, I don't know. I'm just making broad, sweeping generalizations.
You know, that's what I love.
I think people in that region, like Billy Joel's real big in the Northeast, right? He's from up that way.
Yeah, so is Snow, but I don't think everybody like it.
The rapper?
Remember him?
I thought he was talking about the substance.
You can tell. What was it?
Informer.
Informer.
That guy was going to be famous forever.
He was the next Vanilla Damn Ice. And it turned out all
he
was Caucasian.
Turns out he was.
Yes, he was. One hit. Was he Canadian?
Probably.
Yeah.
It's a good guess. Good guess. Something like that. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brandon Adams is going to join us at 1:20 as well to talk George. George's got Texas this weekend in Austin. A lot to talk about there with BA, so don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!
Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.